Sean, four on the trot now. Great to get another win under the belt.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's good signs from us again, I think, particularly at home. You know, you want your home to be a strong place. And to be honest, you know, it makes a game of it in the last 20 minutes, but it should have been out of sight. I mean, by half-time, I think everyone in the stadium is scratching their head out. It's 1-1. And within 20 minutes of the second half, they're still scratching their head. Until Boyd's fine goal, it goes 2-1. And then they threw caution to the wind. All credit to them. They had to do that to try and get back in the game. We didn't manage to nick one on the counter, which we had many times we should have. And then it makes a game of it, as I suggest. But, you know, really pleased with the mentality of the players to see that one through and get another important win.
Yeah, because Tom Heaton's not really had an important save to make. Perhaps one at the end where he just flicked it away from under the bar. But other than that, not really troubled him at all tonight.
No, that's right. And like I say, I think we've shown both sides to what we're about as a group tonight. You know, the obvious one, the energy, desire is fine, but there was some really good football, I think, particularly the creating of many chances this evening. We've been looking to be a bit more fluid in that department. We were this evening. We didn't take them all. And then in the last 20, we've shown that resilience, that mentality, that framework and organisation to see the game out on the defensive side. And as you suggest, Tom, you know, he'd be disappointed to pick one out of the net, but at the end of the day, he's made one other save of any note, and we've got a good habit of keeping him as quiet as we can, and when he's called upon, he makes saves, so it's a good mixture at the minute.
Never a good time to concede, but that one certainly wasn't, and another clean sheet just evades you, perhaps the only real cloud on the horizon, I suppose, particularly for the back four.
Yeah, I mean, the back four, a bit, like I say, the last 20 minutes, when it finally came a bit of pressure, I thought they were excellent, and, you know, never really looked above them. You know, them throwing the ball in, never looked in too much trouble. You know, it's one of the things that teams can have the ball, it's how effective they are with it, it's how they penetrate. And they didn't really tonight penetrate too often. And it took good organisation and goodwill and demand from the players to make sure we saw the game through in the end. But as I suggest, everyone knows that game should have been out of sight a lot earlier than what it was. And of course, it would have been even more comfortable if their man sent off, which he should have been, for the foul on Andre Gray when he's thrown goal. So, you know, that goes against us. We have one against Birmingham, goes against us. We just hope that we get him paid back somewhere down the line.
Talking to Andre Gray, could have had the match ball under his arm, couldn't he, this evening?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I want to see our strikers in there to create chances, in there to miss them. You know, it's a strange saying, but I know they'll go in. So therefore, if you're in there often enough to miss them, they will go in when you're in there, you know, often enough, as I suggest. And he's certainly in there a lot tonight.
Positive from him, though, was didn't let it get him down. He laid on the second goal with a lovely cross to the back post for George Boyd.
No, he's got a fantastic goal scorer's mentality. He just keeps going. You know, I love that when I see strikers who have no fear, no regret about missing. Like I say, it sounds a strange thing, but I love that, seeing strikers. It's like, yeah, so what? And another chance will come in a minute, and I'll bag that one. If it doesn't, so what? Another one will come in a minute. And he seems, you know, he's got that resilience about his mentality. And as you suggest, to find another assist, and a fine assist it was for a fantastic finish. I must mention the two goal scorers. I thought they're sublime goals. I think our crowd have had a treat with them two goals tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Vokes's drive hit that really cleanly, past the keeper almost before he moved, and then George Boyd, terrific technique.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, you know, particularly them two, as you suggest, very clean strikes. Boyd, he technically is a much tougher finish, obviously coming across him on the volley, but he struck it so clean, you know, and Vokes's is, well, it's equally difficult, very short back lift and gets so much, generates so much power on it, and two good goals. And to be honest, some of the play for the others, I mean, you know, we've had 1v1s, we've had a mixture, we've had one cleared off the line, we've had another one blocked on its way into the goal. You know, there was a real high chance count, of high quality chances, that's the difference.
You suggested in your programme notes and also in the press this week that there were lots of areas for improvement. I guess there always are. But did you feel that your side were more fluent tonight and kept the ball better than the, perhaps you alluded they hadn't done previously?
Yeah, definitely. It was only, like I say, the last 20 minutes. And that can just be because the opposition, the way they play, they're throwing caution to the wind, as I suggest. They're dropping deeper and deeper to get the ball to start off any attacks. And we kept organised. But before that, then, you know, usually I like penetrative football. You know, it's all right keeping it, but you have to penetrate. And I thought we did that so many times this evening. And real good signs within that. Different ways as well. You know, there was good chances from crosses, chances from getting in behind, chances from set-up play. You know, there was a Keno's chance, of course, from a set piece. So a real good mixture of different ways of creating chances tonight.
And early days, but nice to be up at the right end of the table.
Yeah, of course. You know, we know what we're about here, and the group know what we're about. And, you know, with three games in, there was already question marks. And everyone was going, hang on a minute, we've got a load of new players. We're just moulding it into a team, and there's still more work to be done. Four wins on the trot's not easy, you know. No matter what level you play at football, that's not easy. And so I must give the lads credit for that. The mentality is solid. The energy's there. and the play was even better tonight. And as I suggest, other than should have been out, you know, out of sight really, but we still won, and that's a great mentality, and it shows the resilience and the character of the players when it doesn't all go your way.
And things are starting to come get together, obviously, on the pitch with the 11, but also you look at the bench and that looks strong, and then you've got Dean Marnie and Ashley Barnes and Joey Barton not in the 18 tonight. So you're getting there, aren't you, in terms of numbers available to you?
Yeah, I mean, we can't mention Barnes yet. He's a long way away, but, you know, he's well on the road to recovery. But Marnes is getting closer. He's not ready yet. It'll be, you know, it's not days, it'll still be weeks, but he's looking way better and fitter. Well, he's always super fit. Joey's got another game under his belt, so he's getting fitter and we'll come back into contention, maybe not yet, but sooner rather than later. You know, and the strikers are getting fitter. You know, Vokes is getting fitter and sharper. Andre's not really fitter, but more used to what we're about. Reuven's getting, you know, a few minutes tonight. And young Longy gets on, you know, he's green to it all. It's new to him, the energy and the way the game works. But he's learning as well. There's lots of good things going on here. But you really judged always by results. So you have to get them right.
And Joey Barton just came past the press room on his way out and somebody mentioned, you know, good to see you next time. And he said, yeah, hopefully I'll have a shirt on next time. He seems like he's, you know, chomping at the bit to get going.
Yeah, well, he's not the manager, so he'll have to wait and see.